Good afternoon, everyone. Let's be calm and listen to God's words. Psalm 131. My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed and quieted myself. I'm like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore.
耶和华，我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大，重大和侧透的事，我也不敢行。我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子，在他母亲的怀中，我的心在我里面真像断过奶的孩子。以色列啊，你当仰望耶和华。
Please stand up. Now let's do watch our Lord. You can sing in language you prefer. Let's pray. 让我们低头，我们一起来祷告。Our Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for sending your only Son to the earth to be our Savior. Let peoples who believe you approach your throne of grace with confidence, so that your believers may receive mercy and find grace to help them in their time of need. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples, for great is your love reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
我们在天上的父，感谢你赐下你的独生爱子为我们的救主，让一切信你的人可以坦然无惧地来到你的面前，可以得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。主啊，我要在万民中称谢你，在列邦中歌颂你，因为你的慈爱高及诸天，你的诚实达到穹苍。神啊，愿你崇高过于诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen. Please sit down.
Time for a scripture reading. What we are going to read is John chapter 4 verses 43 to 54. 我们今天所要诵读的经文是约翰福音第四章43节到54节。我们用齐声诵读的方式一起来念。We are going to read together, either Chinese and English.行过了那两天，耶稣离了那地方往加利利去，因为耶稣自己先知在本地是没有人尊敬的，到了加利利，加利利人既然看见他在耶路撒冷过节所行的一切事，就接待他，因为他们也是上去过节。耶稣又到了加利利的迦拿，就是他从前变水为酒的地方，有一个大臣，他的儿子在加百农患病，他听见耶稣从犹太到加利利，就来见他，求他下去医治他的儿子，因为他儿子快要死了。耶稣就对他说，若不看见神迹奇事，你们总是不信。那大臣说，先生，求你趁着我的孩子还没有死就下去。耶稣对他说，回去吧，你的儿子活了。那人信耶稣所说的话，就回去了。正下去的时候，他的仆人引见他，说他的儿子活了。他就问什么时候见好的，他们说昨日末时热就退了。他便知道这正是耶稣对他说你儿子活了的时候，他自己和全家就都信了。这是耶稣在加利利行的第二件神迹，是他从犹太回去以后行的。今天读经就到这里，下面把时间交给长老。
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give all the honor and glory to you. You're so gracious, you're so good that we come before you, that we gather here into your presence, that you are Almighty God. You are greater than everything on earth. You are our Father, and we are your people.We are the sheep of your pasture. Oh God, we come to sing songs, to praise you, lift up our hearts, that we come into Almighty God, that we humble ourselves. We come to a gracious God. We give all the thankfulness to you, because we belong to you. Be Christ.The center of our church and our family and ourselves, you are the center in our daily life. Don't let us be a superficial Christian that we really into you yourself, because you come to give us life, but not only life, just abundant life that we can enjoy, we can rest in you. And we give thanks to you this year. Our CBM camp, we have a great turnout. We have 30 youth that they signed up. We know that that's a fun time, but more importantly, from the past, we heard many testimonies that all the youth, many of them, they turned their life to you. That was a turning point. They live out their faith. They give testimony to the friends and people around them. And this is a blessing. Activities, we ask your blessing upon each and every one of them. 主耶稣，我们感谢你，使我们今天可以来到你面前来敬拜，是何等的有福！让我们的敬拜，让我们的教会是以基督为中心，让我们的家庭，让我们的个人是以基督为中心，让我们的信仰不是一个表面的，乃是进入到主你基督里面。因为你说你来是要叫我们得生命，并且得得更丰盛。我们也感谢主，今年我们有目前已经有30位的青少年，他们登记报名参加这暑期圣经夏令营。让主你再一次恩典临到每一位，尤其是还没有信主的，让他们这样的环境里面虽然有各样的活动，但是更重要的是让他们归向主。因为你是那智慧的源头，因为我们人生在世若没有找到主你自己，我们是一个飘荡空虚的人生。让主你的灵在我们当中运行。我们也感谢主，我们教会弟兄姐妹的奉献，我们看到主你的感动都在他们身上。你的话语说，你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。也让我们教会在使用主你赐给我们的财物的时候，知道什么是属灵的事，长远有价值的，是讨主喜悦的，更是在地上我们可以彼此的鼓励，彼此的追求奔跑这属天的道路。今天我们的讲员翻译的，求主一一的赐福，使我们在主里面我们得到教导，得到喂养，听到主你自己的声音。感谢祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名，阿们。We are delighted we have Pastor Ryan Jacobs to preach to us, and Bob will be the interpreter. So God bless his servant and interpreter.
Everybody, you ready?
All right. So this morning, before I started, I wanted to say something about these flags before we started.
今天下午我开始讲到的时候，我想介绍这两面旗帜。
In a couple of days, it will be Independence Day, and we celebrate this flag over here.
再过几天就是美国独立日，我们庆祝这个国旗。
This flag represents the sacrifice of many people to give us the freedom to be able to go and worship. If there was 10 people here, we could worship God. If there was 50,000 people here, we could worship God freely.
这个旗帜有很多人牺牲他们的生命，使我们能够在美国有这个那个宗教的自由，能够在这里十个人、五百个人能够敬拜神。
It represents the freedom that we have physically in this nation.
在表示我们就是在美国肉身有这个享受这个自由。
This flag is less well known. It's the Christian flag.
这个左边那个旗帜就是基督教的旗帜。
It represents our spiritual freedom.
是代表我们在属灵上的自由。
And one person sacrificed himself to give everyone who comes to believe spiritual freedom, and that's what this flag represents.
这个旗帜代表了主耶稣基督为我们的罪，这个死在十字架上，使我们每个人能够找跟主耶稣基督寻找建立他的关系，我们就可以得到这个属灵的自由。
So through Jesus Christ, who sacrificed himself for us, that we receive spiritual freedom, this flag is just a reminder of that. I'm very proud of both of these flags.
这个我们通过 主耶稣基督的牺牲，使我们能够跟神得到属灵的自由。这个左边那个旗帜来代表的，我也很对这两边的旗帜我都感到自豪。
And I have eternal gratitude for this flag.
左边那个旗帜是我是对有永恒的感激。
This morning, as we read in the scripture, we're going to be in John 4:43-54.
今天我们像刚刚我们读的圣经是约翰福音4:43-54.
And at first, it looks like it's a miracle of Jesus, one of the seven miracles recorded in the book of John.
这个是在约翰福音所记载的其中一个神迹。
But I believe that it represents something more than just a miracle.
我相信这个表示比这个神迹其实有更大的意义。
Because many people think that if they just saw one miracle from Jesus, that they would come and believe and their faith would grow stronger for just one miracle.
很多人有这样的认为，就说如果能够看到主耶稣基督给他们行一切神迹，其实他们的信仰就会有大大的增强。
But we can't will God to make miracles in our lives, and our faith will grow through the relationship that we have with Jesus.
我们不可以叫神说在我们身上，给我们行一个神迹，作为我们这个信仰的一个加强的一个基础。
So I'm going to read a little bit of scripture and then we're going to talk about it a couple of times this morning. So we're going to start off in John 43-45. It says this: After 2 days he departed for Galilee, for Jesus himself had testified that a prophet has no honor in his own hometown. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, having seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they too had gone to the feast.
这是约翰福音4:43-46节。过了两天，耶稣就去了那地方，到加利利去，因为耶稣自己做过见证说，先知在本地是没有人尊敬的。到了加利利，加利人既然看见他在耶路撒冷过节所行的一切事，就接待他，因为他们也上去过节。
So my first point is this, is that Jesus is Jesus. He's the God that he is.Not dependent on anything that we want to think or anything that we want to put into Jesus. Jesus stands alone with or without us.
我第一个要点就要讲的，耶稣就是耶稣，并不是跟我们人要他做什么，或者人的旨意，耶稣这不受耶不能改变耶稣。
So what they were talking about, what they had saw Jesus do, is they saw him at the feast in Jerusalem, and Jesus goes in and he starts pushing over the temple dealers, the people who were selling stuff, starts pushing over tables and whipping people, and the people liked this.
他们家里人看到主耶稣在在清洁这个圣殿，这个来斥责这个圣殿里的一些宗教的领袖。
The reason why they liked this is because the people who were in power, they didn't like that. They didn't like how they would make them feel. They didn't like the things that they would do to them, and they didn't like how they would oppress them to be not as valuable as everybody else.
这个加利人为什么喜欢耶稣做这个事情，在清洁圣殿，反对这些宗教领袖呢？因为加利人不喜欢宗教领袖对他们，把他们看得也不是很有价值。
So these people, they liked that. This was this kind of a general Jesus coming in and saying, it's not your way anymore, we're going to reestablish something new. And everybody liked that because they didn't like who was in power.
这些加利人也很喜欢耶稣这样做，因为他们不喜欢现有的状况，不喜欢现在的这些宗教领袖。
So how does this work for us?
那对我们有什么影响呢？
We may want to define Jesus and support our belief in Jesus with our own agenda, but it's not going to change Jesus.
我们人就经常会按照我们自己的旨意，按照我们自己的目的来定义或者来选择相信耶稣，但是这并不能改变耶稣。
For some people, their faith in Jesus is nothing more than a cross on the wall. Or maybe it's something else that they know a couple of scriptures like, Thou shalt not judge. But it needs to be this Jesus that's represented in here fully, not just a little piece or not just what we think.
很多人就知道圣经，他们所知道的耶稣就是圣经一两段经文，按照他们自己的想法来了解耶稣，并不是说圣经中全部描述的耶稣。
What's good about this is that we have the God that we need.
这个我们通过这四节经文，我们也看到耶稣是我们所需要的神。
It brings us peace when we know that Jesus is the God that we need, and His desire for us will always be good, defined by God, not by us.
通过我们知道耶稣是我们所需要的神，这会给我们带来平安。主耶稣的渴望是带给我们由神所定义的好，而并不是我们人类所定义的好。
What I've defined as good in my life has changed through the years. When I was young, I thought that, when I was a kid, I thought that eating candy all day was good. I thought that eating chocolate even more was even better. And that candy, cake, and soda were the three food groups.
当我们人类对好的标准是根据我们的年龄来改变。当我小的时候，我会觉得糖果会最好。我们吃的东西是糖果、可乐跟巧克力。
That word almost translates the same.
Yeah, that's
chocolate.
Yeah,、okay. that's translated by sound.
I like that. Yeah. All right. For me.As I'm starting to get older, I'm on the latter half of my mid-30s now, I'm starting to understand that chocolate all day and cake and soda aren't the best things for me.
当我年纪大一点，超过30岁以后，我就认识到，整天吃糖、吃巧克力、吃可乐对我的身体并不好。
You see, my definition for good changes, and it will change again and again and again as I get older.
你看到，所以你看见人类的对好的定义，根据我们知识的长进、年龄的不同，会一直在变化。
But there should be freedom found that God's good doesn't change because He knows what's good forever, for all of eternity, not dependent on how much I like one thing or the next. God's good is always good. It doesn't have to be defined by me.
我们看到这个神的对好的定义是永久不变，不用我们人类去定义。
So it's not my responsibility to define what is good and what is bad.
不是人类没有这个责任去定义什么是好。
But that doesn't mean I don't have any responsibilities.
当然这并不是说我没有任何责任。
And also, that doesn't mean that you don't have any responsibilities.
这不意味着你们没有任何责任。
We have the responsibility to search God to understand what is good.
我们人类有责任要去寻找神，来发现什么是好的，在神眼中都是好的。
Using more than just our eyes.
要用我们这个，不光要我们的用肉体的眼睛，也要用祷告等等。
It is our responsibility to, together in fellowship, be able to understand what is good defined by God. It is also our individual responsibility to pray, to read this Bible, or your own home Bible, or to go and research and understand what God defines as good.
我们通过这个兄弟姐妹的团契，通过我们自己的灵修、读经、祷告，我们来通过圣经来找到什么是神定义的好。
In verse 46 through 50, it says this. So he came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And at Capernaum, there was an official whose son was ill. When this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. The official said to him, sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus said to him, go, your son will live.
46-50, 耶稣又到了加利利的迦拿，就是他从前便水为酒的地方，有一个大臣，他的儿子在加百农患病。他听见耶稣从犹大到了加利利，就来见他，求他下去医治他的儿子，因为他的儿子快要死了。耶稣对他说，若不看见神迹奇事，你们终是不信。那大臣说，先生，求你趁着我和孩子还没有死的时候就下去。耶稣对他说，回去吧，你的儿子活了。那人信耶稣所说的就回去了。
So there's two things that God desires. He wants to see people come to faith and call out on Jesus as Lord and Savior, and He wants a righteous relationship with you.
有两件事情耶稣渴望我们人类去做。第一件，耶稣渴望通过跟我们人类建立一个公义的一个关系。
When we enter into that salvation, when we call on Jesus as Lord and Savior, Jesus wants the relationship also. We get the benefits of salvation, but Jesus also wants the relationship.
当我们这个跟神的救恩，我们叫耶稣为个人的救主，跟耶稣主耶稣建立关系，我们得到了救恩的好处。不过主耶稣耶稣也希望跟我们人建立关系。
So this man who is coming to him, he wanted all the benefits, but none of the relationship. For each one of us, we know what's in here. We know what Jesus did. We know what Jesus does in our own lives. So we should be smart enough and have the heart enough to actually pursue Jesus in relationship.
那这个人他就像要得到的好处，不过他跟主耶稣基督没有什么关系。我们现在有圣经，我们通过圣经我们知道我们应该跟主耶稣基督要有建立好的关系。
So the way that faith ends up, the way that this relationship ends up is that we get out of it what we put into it.
这个跟主耶稣的关系就是说，我们付出多少我们就收到多少。
I'm going to explain a part of this story.
我来讲几个故事。
The royal official had the Son of God in his presence. If he had realized this, he could have received the miracle as well as being holy in the presence with the one and only God.
那这个大臣如果他认识到神的儿子就在当中，他就会能够有这个信心的话，他就会有这个就会受到这个神迹奇事，他的儿子会医治。
I think this is how prayer works sometimes, is that We go to God with requests, we go to God with things that we want, and we're forgetting that we're in the presence, we're with God. When we go to Him in prayer, we're talking to God. We're in the middle of this conversation, and we cut it short with these little conversations of, God, I need this, God, I want that. When we're in the presence of God, maybe sometimes we should just still our souls and be quiet.
我们通常在祷告的时候，我们就会要求说：“神啊，你给我做这个，做那个。”要我们要求这个，要求那个。我们没有注意到，我们祷告的时候，神与我们同在。我们有时候就应该，有时候就应该静静的聆听神的声音。
The next thing that happens after he has this meeting, he's, right when he meets him, the official said to him, Sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus said to him, Go, your son will live. Done.
那这个耶稣就是说，他那个就是那大臣说，先生，求你趁着我的孩子还没有死去，那耶稣就对他回去吧，你的儿子活了。
I think one thing that gets mistaken here is that the royal official did not command Jesus. He thought he was commanding Jesus, but we don't command Jesus to do anything. He is wholly sufficient by himself. When God said, when Moses comes to God and says, Who do you want me to tell the Israelites who I am? God answers, I am who I am. And what that means is that I'm wholly sufficient. It doesn't depend on who you perceive me to be or what you think I am. I am. Period.
那个在这个旧约圣经摩西在问神的时候，神就回答说：“我是自永永远万有的，我就是神。”And
I, you know, when Jesus performs this miracle, we see later that his family is going to come to faith, and there is this actual faith that happens. But I want to talk a minute about faith from miracles.
我现在先讲一下神迹的信仰。
It is our faith in Christ that turns a miracle into a divine sign.
是我们在基督耶稣里的信仰是能够使奇迹发生。
It is not a miracle that manifests itself into a divine sign that results in more faith. It doesn't work the other way around.
奇迹本身并不能够使我们能够建立跟主耶稣更亲切的关系。
So if you want more faith, you're not waiting for a miracle, you're waiting, and really you're waiting to see that relationship with God build, and that it happens through the time that you spend with Him.
如果你有更加忠实的信仰，你应该跟神建立更亲密的关系，这个就是要通过时间的积累。
You know, with my wife, I'm not waiting. My marriage isn't going to be great because of one great day.
比如说以我的婚姻来做例子，我的婚姻不会是有一天很好就变成很好的婚姻。
I'm going to have a great marriage because we've spent enough time together to be able to appreciate each other, for me to know who she is and for her to know who I am. It happens through time spent together.
Yeah, 这个我跟我太太如果要有好的婚姻的话，那一定要我们两个人再花很多时间相互了解。
Same thing works with Jesus, that it's not one miracle that's going to end with this great relationship with Jesus. It's because of the time we spend together that forms this great relationship of one knowing the other knowing the other, and we actually can, that I can depend on Jesus. Jesus already knows who I am.
这个就是对耶稣，我们跟耶稣的关系也一样，并不是说只有一个神迹奇事，使我们能够跟主耶稣建立很亲密的关系。我们通过平时多花时间读经、祷告，跟主耶稣基督建立更亲密的关系。
So we're going to start back in the second half of verse 50. It says this. The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. As he was going, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. So he asked them the hour when he began to get better. And they said to him, "Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him." The father knew that that was the hour when Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he himself believed, and all his household. This was now the second sign that Jesus did when he had come from Judea to Galilee.
约翰福音4章51节后半节，那里听耶稣所说的话就回去了。正下去的时候，他的妇人遇见他，说他的儿子活了。他说，他就问，什么时候见好的？他们说，昨日末时，日久退了。他便知道，这正是耶稣对他说，你儿子活的时候，他自己和全家都信了。这是耶稣在加利利的第二件神迹，是他从犹太回来以后行的。
In this brief transaction of words between the royal official and Jesus, this is what we know, is that he asked Jesus to do something, and Jesus didn't go with him. Jesus sent him on his way alone.
我们可以通过这个短暂的这个耶稣的这个大臣跟主耶稣的对话，可以看到，那大臣就请求耶稣做什么事情，做医治他的儿子。耶稣并没有跟他回去，就是叫他自己回去。
The man must leave without knowing what is the outcome of his boy, without what he wanted, Jesus to come with him. It must have been a long walk that day back home.
那天他肯定那个大臣回家的路上也是一个很长的一个路旅程，因为他不一定肯定知道他能够得到他要的一个结果。
But Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." He gives him a gift, but it must be followed in faith.
But 耶稣基督说，去吧，你的儿子会活了。所以看到耶稣基督给他的这个一个礼物，不过这个礼物必须要通过信仰当中来实现。
And this is how it works a lot of the times with Jesus, is that our relationship, God puts this thing right in the middle, is that there is beauty on one side, there is great things on one side, but it's faith in Him in the middle and us on the other side. So when we want to see something change in our lives, God's not just going to hand it to us. He puts faith in Him right in the middle between us and the other side.
我们经常看到我们人在这一边，我们想要的东西在那一边，神往往通过把这个信仰放在当中，通过这样的神迹其实可以发生。
And if we're actually following Jesus, He gives us this opportunity to follow Him, to actually pursue Him all the time.
我们通过要跟从耶稣来追求耶稣。
I want to tell a story, and it just says I'm going to tell a story. So we're going to work together.
Okay.
All right. So there was this woman who was, and this was at another church. She was given a diagnosis, told that she was going to die.
在一个教会有一个女士，医生诊断有她会不久离世。
So the woman and the husband, they go to the pastor and they say, "Pastor, pray over us. We'll have our whole family come and we want to give all of our faith to Jesus and we want to pray for Jesus to heal my wife."
那女士跟她先生的全家就到教会牧师说，哎呀，给我们祷告，这个医治我太太。
So the whole family comes together, the pastor comes together, the pastor's wife comes together, and the woman all meet together to have this big prayer meeting for her healing.
那牧师跟他太太，那个女士跟他全家，大家聚在一起，有一个很大的一个祷告会来请求神的医治。
And they all lay hands on the woman, and the pastor prays, and he prays with all of his heart, and the pastor's wife prays, and she prays with all of his heart, and then guess what happened?
那这个牧师祷告，牧师他的太太祷告，都是很用心的，全心全意的祷告，知道发生了什么？
The woman was healed.
那个女士得到了医治。
This chronic diagnosis, or she was going to die diagnosis, completely healed.
她完全得到了医治。
And then the whole family goes, okay, we're all going to go to church. We're all turning around and we're all going to give our lives to Jesus. And pretty soon, that first month, in the front rows was both sides of the family, all of them lining up to go to church. And they're singing the songs and they're all, everybody was very faithful.
那女士得救以后，他们的全家都信主来到教会，教会的前几排都是他们的家庭成员。
But nobody ever, you know what, in 1 month, the line started getting shorter.
那时间过了以后，这个他们来教会的人数逐渐减少。
And then after about 3 months, it was just the husband and the wife.
三个月以后，只有这个女士跟她先生来教会。
After 6 months, it was just the wife.
六个月以后，只是那女士来教会。
And then after that, it was nobody.
以后他也不来教会。
And it's the reason why is because they had the little bit of a miracle, and it was short-lived. It was enough to fuel their faith for a little while. But if we base our faith off of a miracle, we keep on needing the miracle and the miracle and the miracle.
他为什么？因为这个神迹其实并不可以，神迹其实产生的效果是短期的。
But when we turn it around.And we invest in the relationship, in the relationship, we start to see the miracle all around us.
如果我们跟神，我们花时间投资在神身上，跟神有好的关系，我们就会看到不停的神迹奇事。
Every time I walk into this church and I see people that are coming here because of their faith in Jesus Christ, it's a miracle to me.
每次我来到教会，看到我们教会众弟兄来到教会，对我来说，这就是神迹奇事。
Every time that I hear your voices and the voices of our congregation raise up the praises of Jesus Christ, this is a miracle.
当我来到教会，我看到我们众兄弟为赞美神，对我说，这也是神迹。
For me, the reason why is because it's a beautiful noise to the Lord. He loves it, and if my God is pleased by something, I feel like it's a miracle.
为什么呢？因为我们唱了敬拜，神喜悦，对我来说，这就是一个奇迹。
When our faith is put into our relationship with Jesus, then we see the miracles all the time.
当我们把我们的信仰放在耶稣的关系里，我们就看到自己不停地看到这些奇迹。
God has been very faithful, as of recent.
神是信实的。
And the reason why is about three weeks ago when Orangeville had their big powwow festival.
三个礼拜之前，Orangeville 这个城市有 POW 这个节日。
We saw 23 people give their lives to Jesus.
我们看到有23个人接受耶稣基督为他们个人救主。
About a week later, we had our VBS. We saw 9 more kids give their life to Jesus.
一个礼拜以后，我们暑期圣经学习班，我们看到有9个孩子接受耶稣基督。
32 people have now have an eternity with God and don't have to face.Hell or anything else that can come with condemnation, they are free from all of their sin, from all of their guilt and everything else because of what God has done.
那三十二个人就得到了永生的礼物，他们就不会再到地狱或者怎么样。
There will never be a greater miracle recorded since Jesus rose from the grave than every one of the souls that gave their life to Christ. There's nothing greater than that.
没有比这个更大的奇迹。从耶稣基督复活以后，我们能够很多人相信耶稣基督为他们个人救主。
So I told you when I was I told you when I was a kid that I liked a lot of treats. I liked them a lot, candy. And I also played football. And I want to talk about faith, how it's solidified and grows by relationship. Oh, go ahead.
我刚刚我讲到我小的时候我很喜欢糖果，我也喜欢打美式橄榄球。
So I used to play football, and our coach would always tell us how to eat before a game.
我打橄榄球的时候，我们教练会教我们在比赛之前怎么样吃东西。
And for all of us teenagers, what we want to do before a game, we want to drink Cokes and Red Bulls and everything else, and a bunch of candy.
我们青少年那时候在橄榄球比赛之前就喜欢喝这个饮料或者一些energy drink, 有一些比较能够带有能量的一些饮料。
And the reason why is because the Red Bull and the Coke and everything else would give us a lot of energy, and we thought we were going to be able to go into the game and be faster and have more, you know, be able to go harder.
因为我们想这些可乐之类饮料可以给我们一些能量，所以我们比赛的时候可以跑得更快。
Our coach would get so mad at us.
那教练就很不高兴。
And he was a very, very big guy.
他是一个很高大的一个人。
He had this gap in between his teeth.
他在牙齿当中有一个很大的缝。
And when he'd find the Red Bulls and the Cokes and everything else, he'd start yelling at us, and the spit would start going right through the tooth.
他因为这个牙齿有很大的缝，他这个叫的时候会有这个唾水流出来。
So it didn't take very many times for us to go, you know, we do not want to make Coach Brown mad.
所以我们就知道我们不想让这 Brown 教练不开心。
So Coach Brown, he'd tell us, listen, before a game, what I want you to eat is just pasta. That's it.
Brown 教练叫我们在比赛之前就吃一些面食。
The reason why is because the candy would go up and then down.
为什么呢？因为这个糖果的这个持续时间很短。
But the pasta inside of us would keep us going through an entire game.
那这个面食可以保证我们在整个比赛当中给我们能量。
I say all this to say that the miracle is the candy.
所以举个例子，奇迹就是糖果。
Short-lived, it burns out fast.
是短暂的，是很快就走了。
But our relationship is with God, and how much time we put into it, that's the pasta.
我们与神的关系就是主食，就是面食，意大利面条。
It's what's going to last for a really, really long time.
可以持续一很长的时间。
We need to seek Jesus, not a miracle.
我们基督徒应该寻找的耶稣，而不是奇迹。
Without a relationship with Jesus, we're helpless in receiving the gifts that He provides us.
我们如果没有跟耶稣基督有关系，我们没办法接受耶稣基督给我们的礼物。
The relationship must come first.
必须与神建立关系。
Parts of the relationship with Jesus are painful.
与神建立关系有一部分还是对人来说是痛苦的。
It's painful to change our schedules because of what we're going to do at church or how we're going to live out our faith.
有时候会成了基督徒以后要改变我们的生活的情况会是痛苦的。
I'm the pastor of, for most of our congregation, we are, very, very mature. We're aging.
我们的教会实在是成年人比较多。这个。
And as you get older, it's harder to change.
当我们变得年纪越大的时候，我们就很难再改变。
And I understand this. When I first came to faith, I was 22 when I came to faith, so I was already, you know, a young man, but I was already kind of established in what I did.
我信主的时候是21岁，那时我已经是个年轻人，我已经有很多习惯已经建立好了。
So every day, for me, Sundays, as an American man, Sundays was football day.
对我来说，美国人来说，星期天就是看美式橄榄球。
And not only was it just any football day, but all of my friends would go to one friend's house that had like the pool table and like the refrigerators with all the sodas. And he definitely did this in an illegal way, but he had like 15 games going on the TVs.
那我们那时候就是到朋友家里，在游泳池旁边有很看看很多橄榄球的比赛。
Before the NFL ticket, this was a football Sunday dream.
在这个全国橄榄球联盟开始之前，我们那时候是这个就是每个美式橄榄球球迷的一个梦想。
And I had known the people that I was with since I was just a young kid.
我当我很小的时候我就遇到这些人。
So when I first started going to church, everything had to change.
当我开始到教会的时候，那我的生活习惯就要改变。
And changing my schedule wasn't probably the most difficult. The most difficult was how my friends reacted to me saying, "No, sorry, I can't be there anymore, guys."
改变我的习惯有可能不是最困难的一部分。最困难的部分是我朋友对我的一个接受程度，对我的变化的态度。
You know what else is painful? Is changing our finances.
另一个比较感人痛苦是我们财务情况的改变。
All of a sudden, we start going to church, and we hear about this whole thing about giving money to the church, and we're going, hold on, is the church like a bill?
那我们庆祝以后，我们到教会就要有十一奉献。那我们就看，哦，到教会是就像要一个账单一样。
And for me, it took me a really long time because I was a man of very, very low amount of money.
对我来说花了很长的时间，因为我的收入很低。
But once I figured out that everything that I have is actually God's already, it changed my perspective.
当我认识到我所有的都是神给我的，这改变了我的价值观。
Once I figured out that part of my giving is actually worship to God, it changed how I thought about it.
当我认识到我的奉献是应该给神的，这个我就没有人不愿意。
So at first it was painful, and then it became a joy.
当初奉献的时候就变得很痛苦，现在就是奉献是一个很高兴的事情。
It's also painful to change our social acceptance.
在我们的如果我们成了基督徒，这个朋友的接受程度，我们社交圈的接受，也是会有一个痛苦的经历。
For especially in this last year, we've seen that all of a sudden in America, it is this two parties, Democrats and Republicans, and one can't talk to the other, and the other can't talk to the other.
我们看到，特别从去年开始。美国共和党、民主党两党水火不相容，不可以，他们几乎没有共同的话题可以讨论。
But when you come to Christ, you're no longer Democrat or Republican.
当你来到基督的面前，你不再是共和党或者民主党。
You're a Christian.
你是基督徒。
And it stops becoming painful because you don't have to worry. You become an ambassador of reconciliation. When you see the two parties fighting, you go, it's actually my part to love both of you.
你就变成一个调解者，你就看到这个，如果两党争执的话，你就可以去这个作为一个大使去调解。
This pain is actually really what it is. It's an adjustment period.
其实这个痛苦通过调整以后会改善。
One of the I am statements of Jesus is I am the light of the world.
耶稣说我是世上的光。
And because Jesus is light, he shines in on the darkness of our lives, the things that he wants to change.
耶稣光照亮黑暗的世界，是我们看到我们要所改变的东西。
And the pain is when it's like when you're sitting in a dark room and you've been in the black for a long time and someone flips on the light and go.
这个痛苦是，比如说你在一个黑暗的地方待了很长时间，人家突然把这个亮光进来，你的眼睛会很不舒服。
You didn't make the facial expression. Come on. But once we have the lights on in the room, it becomes a joy because we know that we're not going to hit our face on a wall and we actually know what's around.
你灯光来了，你眼睛习惯以后，我们知道这个是我们很，这是我们就看到大大家，我们不会就不会在黑暗中相互乱。
There is more joy to be found walking in the light of Jesus.
与神一起走会是一个很
So I encourage you to walk in the light.
我鼓励你们与光一起走。
Let us.Each of us make this a year that we work on our personal relationship with Jesus.
希望给大家一个挑战，希望大家在这一年，作为一能够跟主耶稣基督建立新的个人关系。
I'll tell you one thing that I started doing that's totally different for me is, when I used to get up.My first few steps, I'd stumble to the coffee maker and I'd get the coffee going before my eyes had adjusted.
我对我来说，我的改变就是说，我起来第一个习惯就是在我眼睛还没有完全睁开的时候，我就去开始准备咖啡。
And the thing that has changed is now the first few steps of my day, I want to be praying and actually having this relationship. I want to start my day, the first seconds of my day of being awake, I want to start it with Jesus.
我现在就是说，我醒来的第一件事，我要跟主祷告。
So I think sometimes Jesus is laughing at me because I'm stumbling through the house to get, you know, out into the open, but I think that it builds our relationship because now the first thought out of my head as this has been going on has been Jesus.
那我现在醒来第一个事情就是想到耶稣。
So I encourage us, each one of us, work on the relationship with Jesus and you will see the miracles every day as our eyes adjust.
我鼓励大家跟耶稣基督建立亲密的关系，我们就看到很多的奇迹。
So I'm going to call Pastor Tim up because he's going to be administering the communion. I just want to say you just nailed that, buddy. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. So, will you follow me in a word of prayer?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus, for this day.
谢谢主耶稣基督。
God, we pray that, Lord, you encourage our hearts to pursue a relationship with you.
主啊，求你来鼓励我们来追求与你的关系。
That you help us to adjust our eyes and our hearts to recognize the miracles that you have around us every day.
来睁开我们的眼睛，打开我们的心智，使我们能够看到你每天给我们创造的那个奇迹。
And we praise your name yesterday, today, and for eternity.
我们以你的名义来祷告，昨天、今天，直到永远。
It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. If we have a good relationship with God, and you will experience miracle daily in your life. If we don't have a good relationship with God, even if God shows His mercy, we won't see it. 若我们对神没有一个好的关系，就算神在我们周围有美好的言语、带领、恩典，看不到。所以今天的信息对你、对我、对每一位都很有帮助。为什么？今天讲到与神的关系，关系不是一个名义，关系是日常生活中的一个体验。所以刚刚讲有一件事，夫妻的关系不是一天很高兴这关系就维持，是天天在一起，因为夫妻的关系是天天在营造。 I just heard what Pastor Ryan said, the good relationship with his wife is not just one great day, it's daily. They encourage, they talk, they love, they share each other, to build up the good relationship in marriage. 所以我觉得今天这信息让我们在守圣餐之前，我们可以来预备我们的心。 So this is a good sermon that brings us close to God. For the relationship we have with God, prepare ourselves before we take, eat the bread and drink the cup. We can read together the scripture that on the screen. 让我们一起来读今天的经文，在这个屏幕上一起来 ，Let's go.
你们每逢吃了饼，喝了杯，是表明主的死，直到他来。所以无论何人过来吃主的饼，喝主的杯，就是干犯了主身和血了。人一旦自己吃他，然后吃了饼，喝着杯，因为人吃喝不能分辨别是主的身体，就是吃了自己的罪了。
因此，
凡永远有旁人软弱的，我快要赢了，是的，也会受伤。我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受损。
在这段经文里面，我们看到在第一节，就是说，每逢我们都是吃这个饼、喝这杯的时候，是表明主的死。On the first verse we just read, it said, whenever we eat the bread, drink the cup, we are announcing, proclaiming his death. 借着桌上的饼和杯是一个象征，也让我们想起主为我们死。The bread and the cup is just a symbol that remind us that he died on the cross for us. 更重要的是，第三天他从死里复活。More importantly, he rose on the third day. So when we look back with love and adoration of his sacrifice. 当我们回过头看的时候，我们以爱对神的一种敬仰，因为他的牺牲为我。When we look forward, we anticipate, we wait his second coming. 当我们往前看的时候，我们期待他的复活。Because he rose from the dead, so he said, "I will come back again one day." 因为他从死里复活，所以他说，我还要再回来，所以我们等待他的回来。So the second point is, we are looking forward
to this return. 第三点 looking inward. 第三点我们往里面看。每逢喝这饼吃这饼喝这杯是醒察我自己。Whenever we eat the bread, drink the cup, the scripture said, you examine yourself. You examine yourself. So this is a solemn, this is a serious before God. So we need to examine ourselves, because this is a serious, this is a very important thing.在神的面前，所以我们下面有一段时间，我们预备我们的心，我们来领受主的饼和杯。So we have a few minutes that we have a quiet time that we prepare ourselves, examine ourselves before we partake the bread and the cup, and we.He does as a body of Christ. 我们吃这个饼喝这杯就是在基督里同为一个身体。Ushers, please come forward. 来侍奉员提到前。我们要请吕圣君弟兄为饼祝献。
亲爱的天父，我们的主，主耶稣基督，真是感谢你，让我们来到你的面前，来感谢。主耶稣基督为我们的罪来死在了十字架上。主啊，我们在吃这饼之前，求主的圣灵来帮助我们，让我们全心来建立与主的关系，让我们的信心走得更长久，也让我们借着祷告、借着读经来每日来亲近主。主啊，也求你来审查我们，看我们在过去这一个月是不是我们有做得罪主的地方，求主来看顾，让我们省察，让我们明白。主啊，感谢你，我接着祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
每位已经相信接受主受过洗的都一样，在主里面我们可以来享受。 If you are if you have believed Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and been baptized, you are welcome to partake the bread and cup. This bread here reminds us that our Lord Jesus Christ, His body hung on the cross. That He walked to the cross and fulfilled God's salvation. 他走上十字架来成就主的救恩，所以这个饼是让我们想起主耶稣为我们吃。May we eat this together. We ask you, brother, to pray for the Lord.
Dear Heavenly Father, we really thank you for this time that we came together to your table. Thank you for sending your one only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. And he came so that our sin can be washed away by his precious blood. Oh Lord, thank you for done this.Make decisions so that we have a good daily relationship with the Lord. We have good fellowship with you. We read the Bible. We spread the gospel for you. Oh Lord, please be with us. We thank you for everything. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This also reminds us that the blood on the cross that he shed his precious, wash away our sin. 这杯里面的汁同样提醒我们所留在十架上的宝血洗净我们一切的罪让我们在忍受的时候用感恩的心 May we drink this with thanksgiving 我们一起来
Welcome time. Do we have anybody who comes to our church first time today? First time, newcomer. Do we have anyone? No one. Okay, some announcements. The first one, Elder Chen and Simu will take vacation from July 3rd to July 10th. Brother Jie will be in charge of the church task. 陈长老跟师母 7月 3号 到 10号 有个度假期间 教会事务由余杰弟兄负责 有什么事情请找余杰 第二点是崇拜后点心教育为大家能够留下来彼此交谈你若愿意加入轮子带来点心准备的点心请向刘俊姐妹联系心意自己排表是九月份开始 Okay, after worship, please everybody stay and we can talk each other. If you like to join the freshman team, please talk to contact to Liu Jun, Sister Liu Jun. And new term will be start from September. 另外一个第三个就是 CBM 活动已经开始接受报名，初中组跟高中组这里都有时间在这里。如果还没报名的，请向 罗龙宝弟兄报名，截止日期是 7月 15号。 Okay, yeah. We already start to sign up for CBM and junior and senior. The schedule will show here. Okay, it's different. If you not still not yet sign up, please contact with, please catch the last chance and talk to Brother Lumbao. 还有教会定于 8月 12日下午 就是我们有一个 swimming 跟那个 picnic 就在那个这个 Orange Vale Community Swimming Pool 举行 请大家预留时间 邀请朋友们好友参加 请跟罗龙宝 曹红弟兄 可能会有新的 announcement 就这样子 Our church will have like a great event swimming and picnic will be held at Orangeville Community Swimming Pool. Okay, please welcome everybody and your family. Please contact to Cao Hong Di Xiong. He will have a new announcement for that. 最后一个是主日，下主日成人主日学暂停一次，然后再接下去主日学会继续进行。Okay, we will skip the adult school church, Sunday school next week, but after that it will continue. Okay, that's it. 那我们一起起立唱三一颂，没有。
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动始终与我们同在，是奉主耶稣基督的名。 Amen. Please be seated and you are welcome to our fellowship in the fellowship hall.